3 minutes after 11, another hardy perennial of the talk radio diet has popped up in the news today, and I didn't actually see it coming. This is the notion of British parents being hit by an actual legal ban on the smacking of their own children. It would be confined to Wales in the first instance. And the deal is that new powers are to be handed to Welsh leaders that would allow them to strip the legal defences from parents who use corporal punishment to discipline children. It gives the green light, essentially, for a smacking ban in Wales that would also apply to visitors. So if I took my girls to Abu Dhabi for a dip, and one of them was misbehaving, and I gave them a smack on the back of the legs, I would be at risk of arrest. Seems a little bit strong. It's about 150 years old, the right to smack, as it were, and a new Welsh law would dismantle this defence of reasonable chastisement. And I hope we can do this. In fact, I think every day now we're proving that you can have conversations on a format like this that are nuanced and intelligent and informed. Of course, there's always room for people who are none of those things elsewhere on the schedule, but generally speaking, I don't want this to turn into a, well, I got smacked a lot as a child, James, and it hasn't done me any harm, all right? Let's just park that position immediately and look at it in a slightly more nuanced way, because I have succeeded in getting my girls to the ages of 10 and 8 without ever smacking either of them. But it's been close on a couple of occasions. I think I told you once, one of them was in the bath once and decided it would be hilarious to just shower me with water out of a bucket that I hadn't seen her sort of cradling just below the lip of the bath. And my initial reaction, having been doused with cold water, was quite reflex-like. Luckily, not completely reflex-like. I managed to sort of reel it in good time. But I don't do what I did before I became a parent and somewhat arrogantly insist that if you smack your child, you've failed. You failed as a parent. I mean, not least because my mum and my dad both smacked me quite regularly when I was growing up. The other problem I've got is someone who was, what word would you use? Subjected to quite severe corporal punishment at prep school. We used to get beaten quite formally and regularly. You know, it's amazing how society can change, isn't it, in relatively short periods of time. I guess what we're learning at the moment is how much it can change for the worse, but there have, during my lifetime, been great periods of improvement as well. And the idea now of queuing up at the age of, I look at my eldest, who's 10, queuing up at that age outside the headmaster's study, hearing your friends get beaten. Can you imagine what that was like now, looking back? It's a miracle we aren't even more damaged, all us kids that went to schools like that. So you queue up outside the headmaster's study, right? I can still smell the floor polish. He was a horrible man. And you'd go in, one by one, put your hands out, and he had this special tool, weapon, call it what you will. I had no idea where you buy those sort of things. Probably in Soho, at sex shops. And where else are you going to buy something that's designed to spank people? And he'd lift his arm up, and he'd bring it down as hard as he could on my little 10-year-old hands. And that's not right, is it? It's just not right. Arguably, it might be 14-year-olds, but no. And you'd hear it happening to your mates, and you'd come out, and you used to do this thing. I don't think it made any difference, but when you're cold, you put your hands in your armpits. Everyone does that, right? It's not just me. So you'd come out like that, so your mate had come out, and he'd have his hands in his armpits, and it was quite important not to cry in front of the basket who'd just beaten you as a 10-year-old child from his perspective of being a middle-aged man. He's about 6'3" as well. And you'd come out, and you'd have your hands, and I remember the brass doorknob was so cold usually that it was really soothing. So you'd keep your hand on the brass doorknob for a little longer in order to cool down the burning in your hands. And then you'd open the door and you'd come out and your mates are all queuing up. And do you know what we did? Can you guess what we were doing? The first one that went in. And sometimes you had gradations of the same offence. So we'd all been busted for the same thing, but there might have been a ringleader. So can you, you must be able to guess what we did. Counted. You counted because you didn't know how many you were going to get. 6 on each hand was the absolute limit. I don't think any of us ever got more than 6 on each hand. 3 on each hand was 6 of the best. So the first, because you never knew, it was so arbitrary. So arbitrary. You never knew what punishment you were going to get. You were never 100% certain you were going to get beaten. That's psychological torture on a scale that's almost unbelievable. In fact, I think he probably inflicted more damage on us in some ways than the basket who was actually abusing some of my school friends in the photography darkroom. But there you go. That's why I've got a problem with hitting children, I think. But when I think of my dad smacking my bottom because I'd stolen a pound note out of my mum's purse before going down the arcade in the horse fair to play Scramble, I think fair enough. I jolly well deserved it. Times change, right? Here's the question that Julian Suffolk asks quite beautifully. If you hit your child for being naughty and they carry on being naughty, then what do? Do you hit them harder? Do you keep hitting them until they bleed or they fall unconscious? So I can see why legislators feel the need to address this, but I don't. It's like a lot of laws that fly in the face of any sort of libertarian argument. I don't know that people who are really hurting their children right now are going to change their behaviour because the law changes. If you're really hurting your child at the moment, you're already breaking the law. This notion of reasonable chastisement has already been blown out of the water. So, you know, if you're cracking him around the face or punching her in the tummy or hitting her really hard on the back of the legs, you're already breaking the law in Wales and in England and in Scotland and in Northern Ireland as well. So if the Welsh turn it into a crime to apply any form of smack at all to a child, how do you feel about that? So there's two conversations here, isn't there? There's the one about whether it is ever acceptable to smack a child, which is a kind of moral conversation. And then there's the question of whether or not it is something that would be legal, whether it's something that the law should address. Because right now, reasonable chastisement is a reasonable defence in law. Under the proposals in Wales, it would cease to be. You would not be allowed to smack your child in any way, shape or form, only in Wales to start with, but at risk of criminalisation. Let's get the phone lines up. 0345 606 0973 is the number that you need. 0345 606 0973. Nathan is in Henfield. Nathan, what would you like to say?
Hi, Dave. I was just talking about to the girl who's talking to the phone, the operator. Basically, sort of like, you know, I think there is a limit.
Shall we start again?
Go on.
Go on, then. Nathan is in Henfield. Nathan, what's on your mind?
Right, on my mind, right, okay, I think there is a limit to how much you can smack your kid, I think. If it's borderline bullying, I don't think that's right. But I think a little tap or a little smack in the bum or, you know, a little smack in the hand when they're extremely naughty, that's, you know, I think that's acceptable.
That's going to be illegal in Wales under the new proposal.
But the thing is, why is it going to be illegal? I mean, the thing is, you are...
Well, who else do you hit if they get on your nerves?
Myself?
Yeah.
I mean, I have smacked my little boy, right?
Who else do you hit if they get on your nerves, apart from children?
Well, no one, I don't think.
Ooh, seems a bit odd to start with children, then.
No, but the thing is, if they misbehave, if someone is extremely annoying you to a point where you have to discipline them, you know what I mean? You know, so I think, you know...
But you'd never hit an adult for getting on your nerves. Yeah, and you'd probably get knocked out.
But the thing is, you wouldn't hit an adult because, you know, you can reason with an adult.
With a child, that might be your problem rather than theirs.
Well, no, the thing is, you can reason with a child to the extent, but if they keep on being naughty and naughty and naughty, you know, and I'm talking about...
I actually agree with you. I'm giving you a bit of a roasting, but I kind of agree with you. I can easily conceive of circumstances in which I might have smacked one. And if I'd had boys, it probably would have happened. Not often, maybe not ever, but I can easily, in a way that I couldn't before I became a parent, conceive of circumstances when talking wouldn't work. And punishing you for smacking your son, if the law were to apply in Henfield, that will soon apply in Wales, doesn't seem to me to be a way to help the children who are actually getting the living daylights kicked out of them on a regular basis by people that should be caring for them.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, being a parent is all about bringing up your child the best you can, right? That's foremost, you know, the role of a father, right, and a mother. But the thing is, you also have to, you know, sort of show a bit of discipline. Otherwise, they run riot.
You're losing the room a bit now. How often do you hit your children?
Well, no, I'm not talking about often. I'm talking about sort of like when there is an extreme...
But how often do you do it? When was the last time how many children have you got?
I've got four kids.
Right, when was the last time you hit one of them?
Well, a very long time ago.
How long?
My son's 12 and...